Bye, Amy. See you next week.
They love our swan.
I'll take your word for it.
Mama Packy's preserved to my hometown paper, and Lord, there is a scandal in Hickory. Bobby Fish Kelly done caught his wife Donella out behind the barn, belly to belly with another man.
Get off the bus.
It says here, Bobby grabbed his 12-gauge and chased the fella up a weeping willow. Bobby's hunting dogs kept him treed for 3 days and three nights.
Raises some interesting hygiene questions.
Listen to this. Sheriff Tyler rescued a man who was wearing nothing but a contrite expression and one saw. Hickory citizens were shocked to learn that he was none other than continued on page 8. Where's page 8? Oh, Lordy, she didn't pack page 8. I'm going to go call her.
Ask her where he was wearing that sock.
Life goes on. And so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain.
It seems like you have an ulcer.
Ulcer? I can't have an ulcer. How would I get an ulcer? What's an ulcer?
Well, it's a sore inside your stomach. We'll treat it with medication and a special diet, see if it helps. But the good news is, you don't have to miss any school.
Can I get a second opinion?
Now, Oscar, one of the things that can cause an ulcer is stress. Is everything okay? You're doing okay at school?
Yeah, I mean, I get E's and B's mostly.
Ah, good for you.
And I had this really cool art class. Last week, we made ashtrays, which was kind of weird, because they tell us not to smoke.
All right. I'm going to write a prescription. You make sure that your uncle gets it filled out, okay?
Yeah, okay, Doc.
All right. Laverne, would you give Oscar a copy of the ulcer diet?
Oh, absolutely, Doctor.
Wow, how can you work with a gorgeous babe like that?
Like what?
Your nurse. I mean, she could drive a guy crazy.
You are wise beyond your years.
Garage sale.
Sophia, I'm sorry. The garage sale was yesterday.
Then you must have plenty of room. Here, take this junk.
Sophia, the whole point of having a garage sale is to clean out the garage. I don't want to clutter it up with Homo erectus speaks. Sophia, I had no idea you were interested in anthropology.
I'm not. I thought it was a dirty book.
Dear Sophia, for the last time, this is not a dirty book. Adam Blakely. Sophia, Adam Blakely is a renowned cultural anthropologist. I can't believe you've actually met him.
Met him? I've got pictures of him naked with a sheepdog.
Excuse me?
Baby pictures. His mother left them in my room. She lives at Shady Pines.
Sophia, I have to meet him. Do you think that you can arrange it?
What's in it for me?
I'll take this junk off your hands.
Junk? These priceless antiques?
Okay, Sophia, $10, not a penny more.
I would have taken $5.
Blakely, did you know that in 1991, he shocked the world with startling revelations about religion in the Hindu Kush?
Did you know in kindergarten he shocked his teacher by pooping in the sandbox?
Laverne, are we out of pens again?
Dr. Douglas. You remember I told you about Bobby Fish Kelly and his cheating wife, Donella?
Laverne, before you tell me some long, ridiculous story, where's a pen?
I'll be brief as a thief. Two words. Dewey Flint.
I don't care about Dewey Flint. Do he have a pen?
No, you don't get it. Dewey Flint, the man in the sock. He also happens to be the mayor of Hickory. As well as the maitre d' of Hickory's most popular restaurant, Nothing But Beef.
And if I wanted to write to this mayor to express my outrage, where would I find a pen?
That is a great idea, a letter writing campaign.
What about the pen?
No thanks, because I've already got one.
Oscar, are you taking your medication and sticking to your diet?
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting any better. If anything, you're getting worse. Is something bothering you?
No. No.
I think there is. Come on. Come on now. You better level with me.
Well, there's some kids at school. Ninth graders. They pick on me sometimes.
What do you mean?
It's not a big deal. Every once in a while, they take my lunch money and stuff me in my locker.
Oscar, it is a big deal. It's probably giving you this ulcer.
Tell you what, Doc. How about when I see them coming, I just stuff myself in my locker. Cut out the middleman.
You're a very funny young man.
Thanks.
Cut it out. Now, have you talked about this with anybody at school? What about your principal?
Doc, don't get me wrong. I like the principal and all, but I don't want them to be the last person I see before I die.
Oscar, this is nothing to joke about. You better talk to him.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, fine. You don't talk to the principal, I will.
Okay. I'll talk to him.
Look, I know this is hard to deal with. I went through the same thing.
You got picked on?
When I was your age, yeah.
A big guy like you?
Well, there's always a bigger guy. You know, I remember Danny Flanagan. Actually, he was smaller, but... He had this big attitude.
What'd he do to you?
Well, every morning during the Pledge of Allegiance, he'd pants me.
Pants you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, pull my pants down.
That's it?
What, that's it? It was very embarrassing. I was 13 years old before I realized it wasn't. I pledged allegiance to the... Get up here. Yeah.
Adam Blakely has to be the most sensitive man ever born. Listen to this, Sophia. It's from his new book, Walking Among the Leather People.
Sounds like the sun deck at Shady Pines.
It's about a tribe in New Guinea. Listen. They are as leather. Each one leather. Some are soft and supple. Some baked dry, hard. Deeply cracked. A few suede. They are the leather people. Yet they cry. That is so moving.
Yeah, it's moving me out the door. Forget about the book. What are you going to wear when he comes over?
What am I going to wear, Sophia? This is a meeting of the minds. Adam Blakely is a scholar.
He's also recently divorced and horny as a Viking.
Ah! Sophia, is sex all you ever think about?
That and Jell-O. Sometimes together.
Dr. Douglas, I'm glad you're sitting down. You're never going to believe this.
Laverne, I have never been to Hickory. I don't plan to go to Hickory. And I couldn't care less about Bobby Fish, Mayor Dewey, Floyd the Barber, Arnold the Pig.
Well, I was just going to tell you that the stationery store donated a whole case of pens. Good luck finding them.
Oscar, hey, come over here. What's going on?
Nothing.
Those kids are after you again, right? Come on, I'll go out there with you.
Doc, the last thing I need is a big neon white guy drawing attention to me.
We'll talk to them.
No, please. If you talk to them now, they'll beat me up later.
I thought you were going to talk to your principal. All right, that's it. You wait here. I'm driving you back to school. We're going to talk to the principal right now. Wait.
Yo, little man. You want those guys to lay off?
I'm okay.
Oh, is Grandpa going to go to school with you every day?
I'll work it out.
All I'm saying is, if you want protection, you need one of these.
Dr. Douglas, I'm going to ask you one more time where my car keys.
Let me draw you a map. Can't seem to find a pen.
Hi. Well, hi, Oscar. What can I do for you today?
Hi.
Hey, Oscar. Oscar?
Oh, hi.
Hi, hey, what brings you here? Is everything all right?
I want to give you this. Said, like, thanks. It's a dog. It started out as an ashtray. Then for a while, it's a big blob. Now it's a dog.
Well, this is wonderful. Look, it's like Dreyfus.
It's no big thing.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Here.
You know, Oscar, I have a friend of mine who has an art studio. Maybe you could use a hand. You could get to see some real artists at work.
Cool. Thanks, Dr. Weston. Hey, will I get to see any naked ladies?
Oscar.
Come on, man. We gotta go.
Later, Doc.
Well, Oscar seems a lot more relaxed.
Yeah, well, I guess the principal was able to handle it after all.
Harry, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
Do you really think it was the principal who got those kids off Oscar's back?
Looks like it.
Harry, it doesn't work that way around here. I know these kids.
So, what's going on?
Well, you know that kid that Oscar's hanging around with, TJ? He's real bad news. Last year, he was expelled for carrying a gun.
So, what are you saying, that Oscar's hanging around with him for protection?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Maxine, come on. Oscar's not stupid. He knows better than that.
Harry, it might not seem that stupid to him.
Chief Nageely stood on the shore, waving goodbye to me. As the sun set behind him and his 1,500 wives. I drifted down the river, never again to walk among the leather people.
That is so beautiful. And to hear it from your own lips. I mean, this is better than books on tape.
It is a book on tape, $23.95.
You know, I find anthropology so fascinating. I fairly immersed myself in it in college.
Really? You majored in anthropology?
Well, I took a class. And I wrote a compelling final paper. I wonder whatever became of that. Oh, here it is.
Childless societies in Why they die out.
Sounds fascinating.
Why is this little square cut out of the title page?
Oh, the grade was wrong.
Well, I'd love to read it.
Really? Oh, great. Why don't you sit over here? The light's much better.
I thought I'd read it when I got home. I mean, why squander our evening together?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Oops. Sorry, Carol. I didn't know you had one twitching in the web.
Go home.
Make me. Hi, Charlie Deeds.
I'm Adam Blakely.
Who happens to be one of the world's foremost cultural anthropologists.
Yeah? Who are the other three?
It's amazing. It's as though you're actually sucking the intelligence out of the room.
So what line of work are you in, Charlie?
He hands out towels on a cruise ship.
And sunscreen.
Really? I was in the Merchant Marine.
No kidding. In the Atlantic?
No, the Pacific.
Ooh, that's the big one.
Oh, boy, those were the days. Do you fellas still raise the Dickens when you get into port?
Sure. Heck, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and I find I'm raising the Dickens for no reason at all.
God, you remind me so much of the old salts I used to run around with. Once, when the captain passed out, we snuck into his bunk and shaved off all his body.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Adam, what about that tribe, the one in New Guinea?
I considered it, but none of them were hairy enough.
No, that's not what I meant.
Hey, I'm on my way to meet some of the other boat guys. Why don't you join us? It's D-Cup night at Stiffy's.
Stiffy's? God, I love Stiffy's.
What?
Well, we better hurry. We don't want to miss it when they throw out the first pasty.
All right.
Adam!
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You made dinner and everything.
No. It's okay. Go. Walk among the stupid people.
You're angry, aren't you?
I just can't believe that you, of all people, would stoop so low.
Carol, this is part of male bonding, not unlike the rites of passage of the Fiji Islanders. It's the tribal ritual. It's the primal hunt.
It's 2-for-1 before 10 o'clock.
Then we're off to Hooterville.
Hey, Doc. They said at school you wanted to see me.
Oscar, sit down.
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of that.
I'm concerned, that's all.
But I feel great.
Yeah? I want to talk to you about your friend, TJ. What's he like?
He's okay.
It's not what I... Yeah, I hear he carries a gun.
What's it to me?
Oscar, listen to me. Good kids who hang around with bad kids usually end up in trouble.
Like in those after-school specials, huh?
Oscar, when there's a gun around, the odds are somebody's going to get shot.
Come on, Dr. Weston. Around here, when it comes to getting shot, it don't much matter who you hang with.
Oscar, I know you're scared, but TJ's gun isn't the answer.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe TJ carries a gun because everyone else does. Maybe TJ wants to stay alive.
Wait, Oscar.
No, God don't need TJ, and I definitely don't need
you. Oscar, pay attention.
Leave me alone.
What did you do?
What did you do? It went off. It was in my backpack. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Pierce Dickens.
Pierce. Okay.
Mm. Comfortable, Daddy?
I was.
Well, you must be out going home soon. I heard a chorus of glory, glory, hallelujah coming from the nurse's station. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
Have you voided today?
Twice.
I beat you by one, Harry.
Oh,
boy, look at the time. Visiting hours are just about over. I'll see you tomorrow.
Unless you want me to sleep here.
No, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to stop off at the chapel to say a prayer.
Thank you, Sophia. That's sweet.
Not for you. Charlie and I are going to the track.
I love you, Daddy.
Get going. Mm.
Yeah. Get some rest. Well, the world's gone mad. That's all I can say. It's just the world's gone mad. I just, when I saw you in there on the floor and my heart, I'm just really scared. I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Thank you, Laverne.
He's a little sentimental today. I think it's the medication.
Hey, Harry. Not keeping you up, Emma?
No, dear. I'm glad to see you.
So how are you feeling?
Well, the pain's gone.
I know. I just saw her leave.
Oh, God. Next scene.
And by the way, I just talked to Oscar's uncle.
How's Oscar doing?
He's pretty shaken up. But on the bright side, when word gets out he shot his doctor, those kids won't be messing with him anymore.
It's a comforting thought. Maxine, I've been treating kids for half my life. This is craziness. This is insane.
I'd say we're about a mile past insane. Well, you better get some rest. Anything you need before I go?
No, dear. You mind if I sleep in tomorrow?
What the hell? Take the whole day off.
Thanks.
Night, Harry.
Good night.
I'm sorry.
Oscar.